is the beginning of a new day.
This is the beginning of a new day.
God has given me this day to use as I will.
I can waste it.
I can waste it.
I can waste it or use it for good.
What I do today is important.
What I do today is important.
As I am exchanging a day of my life for it.
When
tomorrow comes, this day will be gone. Forever.
This day will be gone forever.
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 Leaving something in its place.
I have traded for it.
I want it to be gain, not loss.
Good.
Good.
Good, not evil.
Success.
Success, not failure.
In order that I shall not forget.
In order that I shall not forget the price
I've paid for it.
Steve in D.C., Don Hartley with news, James Spann, the weatherman, Audio Bob, and Diesel, the show Pitbull mascot and head of security. Now, Steve in D.C.
There's an update on that story about the space junk, and it gets worse. It gets much worse. I mean, Florida's a little too close for comfort here.
Uh-huh.
We're in Alabama. We border Florida.
Uh-huh.
And so when things are crashing into homes, so now they admit that the cylindrical doohickey.
Excuse me? I hate it. See, you use all this technical
jargon.
And we don't know what you're talking about. Break it down for we common folk, D.C.
Okay, it was a cylindrical, meaning long, oblong, okay. Doohickey.
A doohickey.
Uh-huh. Meaning we don't really know what it was.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Do we know where it came from?
Yes. And that's the scary part.
All right.
It was intentionally dropped from the International Space Station. Okay. Why? That's how they take out the trash.
Well,
they just throw stuff out.
Doesn't stuff, though, burn up like in the atmosphere as it's falling from the space station back to Earth? When they empty the trash, doesn't it burn before it comes back into the atmosphere?
Well, guess not.
At least not that time.
Right. Because that's how they get rid of trash. They throw out, they literally bag it up.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Big hefty bags?
How big are those hefty bags?
Actually, I do know that it does normally burn up before it re-enters the atmosphere, but I guess not like you say.
Yeah.
Not if it's a cylindrical doohickey.
Right. This cylindrical doohickey had some old batteries in it. They were getting rid of their for their video game controllers.
Sure.
They were getting rid of their, you know, D batteries.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it did not burn up in the atmosphere, and so the International Space Station is issuing an apology
to the people whose roof that it went through in Florida.
Yeah, so how does insurance work on something like that? If you,
I think you're covered.
Have a cylindrical doohickey from space.
If you're not covered, you ought to be covered.
I think we all should be covered on cylindrical doohickeys.
Yeah, if you get hit even in the head by a cylindrical doohickey, you ought to be covered. Full coverage, baby.
But I just thought that was crazy. That's how they throw out the trash.
Yeah.
On the space station.
And it doesn't all burn up on the way down.
No, apparently. No. That was dangerous.
But at least that family, though, has a story to tell for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, but thank God
assuming they live much longer.
Right, didn't kill them or anything, yeah. You know.
Once they come out of the coma, they're going to have a story to tell.
This is the Stephen DC Show.
Good morning, Donald Hartley. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Halfway through the week.
Halfway through the week, and we are both very excited today, as DC will be too, because Chelsea Barton is joining us, and there's only one word for her, and that's lovely.
Lovely, great personality.
All of that. All of that.
Really efficient at the job she does.
Yeah, she's
and
lovely.
She should pay me for all of those comments.
Well, maybe she will. Maybe she'll give you a hug.
Got a commission.
She's lovely and she's smart. And I mean, what else can you say about her? Visit Tuscaloosa was lucky to get her.
Yeah, I'll be happy to manage her career.
Will you? Yeah, exactly. I'll be in line right behind you. She is here at 8:30 today, and I don't know what she's going to talk about. And frankly, I don't care. I don't care. Whatever she wants to talk about, we'll talk about, won't we?
Yeah. And what she does now, whatever she's talking about is going to be good for Tuscaloosa.
Well, let me just say this. When she sent me a text message and she asked if she could come in today, and I'm like, well, yeah. Chelsea Barton said, and by the way, and I don't want you to get the big head, Don. She said, by the way, do you think you could get me an interview with Don Hartley? And I said, well, I know Don, and I can pull some strings.
Yeah. How did I respond?
You said whatever she wants to do, Chelsea will get. Whatever she wants, Chelsea gets. That's right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So we need to make sure she gets a recording of this audio, Bob, because she's probably not up yet. So,
and we do take checks and cash.
Yes, we do. And Venmo. So Alabama baseball yesterday. What happened?
They got caught in between two big series. They won two of three from then number one of the nation, Arkansas, after Joe last weekend. Well, midweek games, usually you start your midweek pitching. They did that last night. They lost 5-2 to UAB, of all teams.
UAB?
But it's in between a game with another number one, because Arkansas was replaced by Texas A&M as the number one, and the Tide faces the Aggies this weekend, starting on Thursday for a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series.
I got you. So UAB was kind of the white in the middle of the Oreo cookie. We had number one, we have UAB, which we lost to, and then we have number one again. Okay.
Yeah. And it comes as Alabama moved up in the rankings to number 12 in the nation.
Gotcha.
So it's obvious, unless they just have a complete implosion between now and the end of the season, they're going to the postseason.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Roll Tide. That's what
Roll
I
Tide.
Say. Roll Tide. Transfer portal, by the way, Alabama basketball forward, this is a big deal, announced late yesterday, Nick Pringle. He is joining the portal. He was one of our starting forwards in the Final Four. So Pringle to the portal in basketball. Yeah.
Pringle, when he was at his best, was as good as any player on the court.
Yeah.
But when he was at his worst, he had problems holding his temper at times, getting technical fouls and things like that.
Yeah.
He's a great player, and I think he has an NBA future.
Yeah.
But some of these players that are entering the portal, I think, are reading the tea leaves and seeing the talent that's being recruited coming into Alabama, and they're saying, we're going somewhere else.
That's an optimistic outlook. I like that.
This is the Stephen DC Show.
Good morning, everybody. It is a Wednesday. It is the middle of the week. Hump Day, Humpty Day, April 17th, 2024. It's Stephen DC on the radio. And today they say, is National Banana Day. DC and I were joking yesterday about who sits in their basement and comes up with all these crazy days and declares it, you know, and then people like us are dumb enough to, you know, read it on the radio. But that's how it works. It's National Banana Day, and 29% of Americans will eat them green. Really?
Wow.
I mean, I will buy them green. I'm optimistic that I'll live to see them turn yellow. And then I'll eat them, but I won't eat them green. They're hard and tough, and nobody likes green bananas, do they?
Apparently some people do. I guess maybe Cheetah does.
Maybe Cheetah's eating all the green bananas. But today is Banana Day, and don't look now, but there you go.
Well, kind of greenish.
Yeah, I eat one every single morning. And this has a label on it I've never noticed before that says, it peels so good.
Yeah.
I think this is a Chiquita banana.
And I read something about bananas not too long ago that says if you eat one in the evening, it helps you sleep at night.
I read the same thing, and a lot of times I'll do that. I read the very same, yeah, they say it will. It's full of, potassium, I think, also. Yeah. Bananas are technically not fruit. Did you know that? They're berries. Technically, a banana is a berry because they grow from a flower with a single ovary and contain seeds. Well, I thought all berries were fruits, didn't you?
That's very good information.
Very good information. As DC often says, this show is both entertaining and educational.
Yes, and corny at times.
And many times corny. Thank you for that. All right, we got to say congratulations to a very excited girl. Her name is Tylan Warren. She won the Who Said Roll Tide contest. She told us Who Said Roll Tide. By the way, it's on the Bear Facebook page if you want to know the answers. And Tylan is going to Panama City Beach, Florida, and to the Morgan Wallen concert. We have concert tickets to give away this morning just past 7 right here on the Stephen DC Show. Oh, 6:37, and we go to Nashville to see what's trending hot with our friend Jimmy Carter. Good morning, Roll Tide, Jim.
Good morning, and Roll Tide to you. I've been doing a little research on this Jelly Roll thing.
Yeah?
You know, him getting sued? I found the other Jelly Roll group, and they're pretty good. Mm. They're a dance band.
Oh.
It was really hard to find them because every time you put Jelly Roll in the search, you get Jelly Roll.
Yeah, yeah.
And this band has been around 4 years longer than our Jelly Roll has been alive.
Uh-oh.
So they're good. They play big weddings, and they played the White House, actually. They're pretty good.
Wow.
But
I wonder what this is going
to
mean.
You learn when you teach artist management, you try to teach everybody, you got to do some name research. Before you go out there and go public with your name.
Yeah, yeah. If I was that kind of band, entertained at weddings and stuff, and then some guy named Jelly Roll got really popular, I'd love it, because just think, you could tell everybody, hey, Jelly Roll's appearing. Of course, they'd be disappointed when they got there.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the only problem.
Yeah.
When you show up, yeah. They're like, well.
But it might sell some tickets.
Yeah. Does, you know, in the North, we don't do it so much in the South, but... And they might get a DJ or something, but some of these Italian folks in the Northeast, they'll spend thousands and thousands of dollars for a really good band to play at the wedding. And this group is a really big, really good band, and it's just interesting that they'll get some money, and hopefully somebody on the internet will be able to figure out how to, you know, put their name. I don't know where you can find them on the internet because right now it's very difficult.
I did the same thing. I tried to search them, and it's very hard to find because Jelly Roll.
I put in. Jelly Roll Philadelphia is what I ended up doing.
Okay.
And it's a big band, no party band. Emmy Russell, I think the Idol people like her. I just don't know how far she can go past this top 14.
Yeah. Because it'll be up to America. It'll be America's vote.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what they'll do, though, unfortunately, it's if they have you doing show tunes or crazy stuff like that, I don't know that she's that versatile.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's really kind of a acoustic like her grandmother.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think, hey, look me over. I couldn't see a big Broadway song coming out of Loretta.
It'd be hard to put a country spin on that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. I watched The Voice a little bit, and I just didn't see a lot on there. There's just, they come up with some strange characters on that show. Country music right now is riding as high as it's ever ridden.
That's right.
That sounds odd, but we're getting a lot of attention right this minute. And people are sampling country for a reason.
Yeah.
There's the Beyonce country album, whether you like that or not, it's caused some churn. Morgan Wallen throwing chairs off roofs, that makes national news.
Oh, yeah.
And say, what's going on over there? It causes curiosity. Uh-huh. You've got three acts this weekend, and that's country 10 years ago. Well, no, I don't think even 10 years ago, but certainly 20 or 30 years ago, didn't have three acts playing sold-out stadiums in a weekend. Morgan Wallen, Luke in Oxford, Luke Combs in Buffalo, and Kenny Chesney in Tampa.
And
you didn't have that in the days of Johnny Cash and others.
No.
And, you know, sometime they might play a baseball park or something.
Yeah.
I saw Charlie Daniels at Crampton Bowl.
Oh, wow.
But they had it in half.
And get
just
this.
On one side.
So yesterday I was told that we'll be announcing a stadium show very soon on the show, probably not until Monday morning. But we will have tickets to it. And
for Bryant-Denny Stadium?
I can't say. I really cannot say.
Because we haven't had a concert there, and people have wanted it for so many years. Alabama a long time ago, and then it just never worked out to have a concert at the stadium.
I don't think
the coaches wanted it.
I can only say
they're also pushing real hard to put, you know, Garth played that stadium in Birmingham.
Yeah.
They want another one there, too. And they've been getting a lot of heat. Why you haven't had another one?
Well, there's lots of stadiums in the area.
Sure.
And it's going to be at one of these stadiums.
Okay.
And we'll be announcing it. And it's a big artist. Okay. And it's going to be very, very cool.
Well, it could be County High's stadium. We don't know.
Colt Ford, still in the hospital. They say he's made significant progress in his recovery, but his condition is slowly but steadily improving, but he remains in intensive care.
Oh.
He must have had a humdinger of a heart attack.
Yeah,
good, man.
Kane Brown, if you get a chance to see, I think this is an artist that doesn't get his due. He puts out a record that goes to number one. He's sold out every NBA stadium in the country, and that's no one's done that, I don't think, in country music, short of maybe Garth if he wanted to. This guy's show has really been up the money in pyrotechnic smoke, you know, staging. It's quite a show these days on his larger-than-life In the Air tour. And he's got a stage where he sings Georgia on My Mind, and his wife comes out and sings their hit together. And Kane Brown, think about it next time you hear about where he's going to play, if you can get a ticket. Blake Shelton's wearing glasses. No. Jason Aldean's got a full goatee.
Uh-huh.
And does Jelly Roll eat jelly rolls? He says, sometimes I do, but I don't believe that. Not if he's lost 70 pounds.
That's right.
He ain't losing 70 pounds eating jelly rolls.
He's looking good, though. He's looking good. Yeah.
He is.
New teeth.
But I'm telling you, People Magazine every day writes an article about him.
Oh, I know. He is on fire right now. And more power to him, to quote Risco Darling from the Andy Griffith Show. Jim and Carter, thank you for the report.
This is the Stephen D.C. Show.
Stephen D.C. Show, intern Kat here. We're discussing the Jelly Roll song.
Oh, boy, I wish you could have heard that conversation.
The line in it, Kat's right, though. She points out, wait, that's familiar. Where's that from? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We sang it in Vacation Bible School.
I'm going to let it shine.
100 years ago.
Let it shine.
Yeah, and it's still, we did it in Oedipus.
Oh, you did?
Like, in the show.
Is that a city in Massachusetts?
That is the play that Kat recently was involved in.
The university.
Oedipus, Massachusetts.
And you did sing it in Oedipus.
That does sound like something. Yeah, they had, the director worked it in and had a few people do it. But, I mean, I've been singing it my whole life in chorus and different things.
It is officially. It is old school, for sure.
Officially, I am...
you hit to Google?
Officially, it is a Negro spiritual.
There you go.
I knew it. That's what I said.
Yep. Those are some of the best.
Yeah, I had it right. Yep. They used to sing it in the cotton fields during slavery.
Rutha Mae Harris, one of the original freedom singers from Georgia, said the song helped steady all of the slaves.
Yeah.
It's like short and easy, and everyone knows
this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
And that's all the words we know.
No, oh, it, well,
that
really,
beautiful.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah, but you're reading.
I'm going to let it shine.
You're reading the words. That don't count.
It really doesn't say anything more than let it shine.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
That may be it. Those are the best words. And, of course, it's cool that Jelly Roll, you know, sampled that in his new hit song, Halfway to Hell.
He did?
Pepsi is recalling. If you have that Pepsi Zero product,
supposed to have zero sugar. They're recalling a lot of that because it's chock full of sugar.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but I knew my Pepsi Zero Sugar tasted a lot better this week than it did last week because it's chock full of sugar.
They're recalling it for that reason?
Wow. Yes, yes, because it's potentially dangerous for people who have diabetes and other sugar-related medical conditions.
Well, there's another recall I saw on Fanta, I believe it is.
Oh, Fanta?
If you like the Fanta.
Yeah, I drink the Fanta grape sometimes.
And I'm not sure the reason for it. I just saw that they're recalling it in Alabama and Mississippi.
Well, y'all Google if you have any Fanta so you'll know the details you need. By the way, the Pepsi recall is actually Pepsi makes zero sugar ginger ale, which I do drink, and it is chocked full of sugar. So that's what they're recalling. If you've got the ginger ale, the Schweppes zero sugar ginger ale.
Schweppes
zero sugar. How's that for a name? Schweppes.
Are they also, I think they're also recalling my energy drink that I love.
Which one?
Power Thirst, I think.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with it?
Well, I drink the chocolate flavor.
Chocolate,
and I think they're recalling that one. So if you like power,
you want to feel so energized, try Power Thirst. Energy drinks for people who need gratuitous amounts of energy. With all new flavors like chocolate. It's like adding chocolate to an electrical store. Sound the alarm. You're going to be uncomfortably energetic. What's that? You want strawberry? Well, how about rawberry? Made with lightning. Real lightning. Sports. You'll be good at them. It's an energy drink for men. Energy. These aren't your dad's puns. These are energy puns. Turbo puns.
Yeah. That was
science,
good.
Energy, electrolytes, turbo lights, power lights, more lights than your body has room for. You'll be so fast, Mother Nature will be like, slow down. And you'll kick her in the face with your energy legs.
DC buys it by the case.
Yeah. It's just fun.
Awesome. About people's lives. Yeah, what you think
of coming out? The Steve and DC Morning Show.
Something very interesting has happened, DC. It's a little bit ironic. The Native American Association, these are Native Americans, have filed a lawsuit against the football team, the Washington Commanders. They want them to change their name back to the Redskins.
Yay! Yes!
And here's the thing.
Yes.
The Native Americans who want the Commanders to become the Redskins again, in the lawsuit, they say, and I'm looking at a picture of the helmet, the logo on the football helmet is an actual person. It's Chief Whitecalf. Every time they go out on the field, they were honoring Chief Whitecalf, and they were battling on the football field with the same honor and integrity and courage, and we'd like to see that continue. So you
good
had
for them.
Good for them. You had a bunch of silly white people trying to be politically correct.
I hate it.
Changing their name to the Washington Commanders because they couldn't be the Redskins because it might offend Native Americans. And now the Native Americans are suing to bring back the Redskins.
Good. Crazy. And I really hope this happens. It probably won't because we live in such a messed up politically correct. And politically correct is not even the word.
No.
It's a woke insanity.
It is woke. Yeah, woke insanity is perfect.
I call it Wakanity.
Yeah.
Wakanity.
You just have to know.
He's done it again.
Anytime I hear the team name, Commanders.
Yeah. Well, I can't even. Look, I can't even remember it. I don't even say it.
No.
I'll either just say Washington or I'll still say the Redskins.
Yeah. And the football, and I'm a Cowboys fan, and that was our arch rival.
Well, that was the Cowboys and the Indians.
Right. And
that's classic.
Oh, I just hate it.
But it appears the Native Americans, who might not mind being called Indians, I don't know.
Sure.
If the Native Americans are okay with the Washington Redskins, then the rest of us ought to just shut up.
Right.
They did that in my high school, too.
What?
So my high school for like years, and my mom went to this high school. It was the Masconomet Chieftains, and our logo was a big chieftain head.
Yeah.
And I live in Masconomet was like the name of one of the tribes in like the area where my high school is.
Uh-huh.
And people thought I was politically incorrect, so it was no longer a chieftain. It became just an arrowhead. And there was no, it was just like, there was not, it wasn't, they were just like, masking on it. Like, there was no, we didn't have, like,
y'all were the fighting
because they weren't going to say the Maskinomen arrowheads, but right. no one wanted to say chieftains. And then they changed the symbol, and yeah. like, it used to be a cool symbol.
How silly. How silly.
Silly.
I'm surprised they haven't messed with the Atlanta Braves.
I think they've tried.
Do they still have Chief Nakahoma?
We'll have to ask Hartley. He's a big Braves fan.
But the Braves, they used to have Chief Nakahoma, who was the mascot, and it was an Indian on a horse and the headdress. And when the Braves would hit a home run, Chief Nakahoma would ride around the field on his horse. Yeah. I don't think they do that anymore.
No,
but they got the tomahawk.
They got to the other team. Hey, Alexa, what are the Cleveland Indians called now?
The Cleveland Indians are now the Cleveland Guardians. The new name, the Guardians.
The Guardians.
The Cleveland baseball team.
Stupid.
Fighting Guardians.
Stupid.
Yeah. Well, at least the Native Americans in Washington want to be the Redskins.
And by the way, even the Cleveland Indians had a mascot. It was like Chief Watcha, who it's in that movie Major League.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is all about the Cleveland Indians.
Well, not anymore. They're the Cleveland Guardians.
I'm so tired of it.
Time now for the Steve and DC Morning Pledge and National Anthem. And this morning, we'd like to dedicate our pledge to everybody headed to Vance Elementary School.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
She was talking about intern Kat, about her future, because in 2 weeks, our lovely young intern, and she is lovely, graduates from the University of Alabama.
Oh, yes.
Which I think is pretty dang cool.
Oh, yeah, come on. Alabama.
Go, Kat.
I'm actually graduating honors. Have to throw that out there. I've never graduated honors in anything. I never had a special colored, stole or tassel, not in high school, but now.
Well,
apparently Alabama thinks I'm smart.
Good job.
I am so smart.
But the problem is, we will lose her because she graduates. She goes home to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
But she's saying she's tempted. She wants to come back for football season.
That's the bummer.
Well, if you come back,
I know. If I had a place to stay, set now through football season, I think I'd stay. But
DC's got an extra bedroom. That would be a reality show. That would be fun.
It would certainly be a reality show.
Wouldn't it?
It would be.
DC and the Cat. I like it. Well, best of luck to you. We're going to enjoy the time that we have you, and you're always welcome here anytime.
Yeah, of course.
In fact, we better, while we still can, do another Before Cat's Time.
Yes.
Now, this is something that we started where Kat has to answer three questions so y'all win concert tickets. Call us right now if you want to win concert tickets. And it's a winner's choice. You pick the concert. We're standing by at 205-339-4953. So call now if you want to win tickets to the available concerts that we have, and we'll give you the tickets. Kat has to answer three questions for you to win. And all of these questions are things from before her time. That she I don't know, she might get lucky and know. Sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't. But it's funny to hear her answers. Before Kat's time. And you, the lucky caller, will be her lifeline, too.
And you, she needs some help.
You are the lucky caller. Here. You are the lucky caller. Let's see. Hi, you are the lucky caller.
What's your name? Lucky caller.
I'm Bud.
What was it?
I'm Bud.
Bud.
Bud. Hey, Bud. How you doing, man?
Doing well. How y'all?
We're doing well. Say hi to intern Kat, my friend.
Hey.
Hello, Kat.
This is called Before Kat's Time. If she needs a lifeline, Bud, you're the man, all right?
All right.
All right, let's see how we do here. You ready? DC, can you give us some good, like, thinking music that we can roll in the background here as Kat answers these questions? And, Kat, the rules are you have to give us an answer, a quick answer, no matter what, all right? Okay. All right, we must have an answer.
We must have an answer.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. Cowabunga, blank. Cowabunga.
Dude.
What did you say?
Dude.
Yes.
Whoa.
Is that right?
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is absolutely correct.
I did not expect her to get that one.
And Cowabunga, dude, of course, you know what that's from?
Is that not?
No.
Do you know what that's from?
I do. It's the Simpsons, of course.
Cowabunga, dude. That's funny. Did Bart used to say that all the time?
I think he did, yeah.
Hey, but you knew it. You knew it. That's good.
I feel like I've heard... I wasn't sure, but it...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that memory was really back there.
You said it like, cowbunga, dude, but you're right. Yeah, all right, one down, done. Two to go for listener Bud. Number two, nobody puts baby in a blank. Nobody puts baby in a blank.
Stroller?
I love you. Nobody puts baby in a stroller.
Well, you're supposed to. That was kind of. You're supposed to. I mean, put baby in a stroller.
What would you think? Right? Stroller.
Yeah.
Nobody puts baby in a stroller.
Nobody does.
Hey, Bud, do you know what it is? Nobody puts baby in a
corner.
In that corner.
That's my man.
Your lifeline got it, so we're going to give y'all the point. It's from the movie Dirty Dancing.
Oh, come on. You know Dirty Dancing,
no,
right?
No, I know Dirty Dancing. Yeah.
Now
you know,
I've
but I can't quote it.
The time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
So, you know, Patrick Swayze and the late Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg.
I think he's in a windstorm.
Is that your phone, bud?
I think he's
no.
What is that? No, you rolled the window down, didn't you?
No. Uh-uh.
Oh.
You going through a car wash?
Kind of sounded windy for a minute.
Yeah. All right, bud.
No.
We've got two. One more, and you're going to win these tickets. Okay, this one's dangerous. Okay. Okay, what happened to the thinking music?
I was getting into the dirty dancing. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, thinking music. Here we go.
Back to the thinking music.
Gag me with a blank. Careful, easy. Gag me with a blank.
Towel?
Gag me with a towel.
A rag.
Gag me with a towel.
We're playing
gag
before Kat's time. She said, gag me with a towel.
I don't know why that came out, but it did.
Bud, do you know the answer? Gag me with a...
Spoon? I don't know.
With a what?
With a what?
Spoon.
Spoon is right.
That's correct, yeah.
I have...
You've heard that.
Yeah, a long time ago. What is
gag
that?
Gag me
what
with a spoon. Mean? Remember the Valley Girl sayings?
It was an old song.
Yeah.
Was it? Frank Zappa did back in...
Valley Girls. Sounds like the girl I used to work with on this show.
Stuff, like by the neatest mini skirts and stuff. It's like so bitchin' because like everybody's like super, super nice.
And
like,
she's says, at some point,
everybody
she says,
like,
gag
super,
me with a spoon.
Super nice.
Yeah, yeah. At some point,
should
she
I
does.
Start talking like that?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Hey, congratulations, bud. You've won tickets to the concert of your choice, brother. Nice job to you and to Kat this morning on Will Kat Know It.
Good job.
Bud, you get to pick from concerts including Travis Tritt, Rick Springfield with 38 Special, Cody Jinks, let's see who that's, Billy Currington with Kip Moore, or Kool & the Gang at Funkaloosa. What would you like to see, man?
Travis Tritt.
That's a good one. That's going to be a great concert. When is that show, DC?
That is coming up on the 26th. So not this Friday, but next Friday.
All right. Sounds good. And, of course, that's at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater.
You better believe it is.
Beautiful amp over there. They got a big season planned, and we can't wait for it.
You better believe
it. Hang on, bud. We'll get you hooked up. We appreciate you listening to the radio show. Okay, bud?
Awesome. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks. Hang on, bud.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kat, I say to you, fine job. You never let us down.
By the way, I just found, as I was looking for Valley Girl, an entire 2-CD collection of songs about cats.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
We've got 2 weeks before she leaves us, so we better wear them out.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
I can't believe she's leaving the show to graduate after graduation, and we just found her theme song.
Right, yes.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa.
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, whoa, oh my God. Whoa, whoa.
Very good.
Good morning to Pooji Pool, Hudson Pool Fine Jewelers. How are you, friend?
Man, I am great. There ain't nothing like country music. We were down on the coast the other day with one of my favorite songwriters. Her name is Lisa Christian, and I'd probably pay $100 a night if I could just sit in with her on my little cajon, but he wrote a new song, and it's called I'm Too Tired to Touch It. And there's a group of friends we go here about every Tuesday night. And I'm going to tell you what, before the song's over, it talks about CPAPs and CPACs and whatever and different kind of things. And I'm just too tired to touch it. And we just cry.
Listen, if you could get us a copy of that, we'll put that on the radio. I'm serious. We would love to have a copy of that.
Well, listen, I'll get Lisa. Maybe one morning we'll call in one Tuesday morning together. She's a DJ at Sunny 105 the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they have a 30-minute weather guarantee. They don't guarantee anything over 30 minutes. Anyway,
That's funny. She's just awesome.
And she wrote one song that, honest to goodness, it's amazing about her kind of growing up and some struggles and stuff. And if I could get a Martina McBride or somebody like that to cut it, it'd be a number one country hit.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll get us a copy. She hasn't really finished it yet, but she kind of adds a verse every now and then.
I love the title. I'm too tired to touch it.
If that's not a Stephen D.C. show hit, I don't know what is. That's just right up our alley, man.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. You gotta help us get that on the radio. I know I sent you a story the other day because I thought about you. I think about you anytime I hear the word jewelry. That's because that's just how good Hudson Pool is.
Thank you.
And there was a story, and the headline said, bakery owner asked customers to please check cookies for missing $4,000 diamond.
Wow.
And the woman that owns the bakery with her husband had her diamond ring on, and the $4,000 diamond ended up in the cookie dough, and then they accidentally baked it and sold the cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds like an episode of I Love Lucy.
It dang sure does, and let me tell you what, I'd be looking for that thing, and you could break a tooth, man. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Or it could be a fundraiser, you know. Hey, we sell these cookies, and then one of them is a carrot and a half diamond. You know?
Hey, we may have found our next Hudson Pool promotion.
Yeah.
There you go. Did they ever find it, Steve?
No, we never heard a follow-up, so I don't know if they ever found it or not. It happened in Leavenworth, Kansas. We'll try to find out if they ever found it.
That's funny.
And, you know, chances are whoever finds it won't return it, you know.
Yeah. You know, every now and then you hear someone that accidentally threw it away in the trash or whatever, and they go out to the garbage dump and they find it. And that's just amazing to me. Yeah. Let me tell you a quick one, real quick one. John Poole doing a design for a really good customer and a little bit disabled. And so it had in this design a small red diamond. And so John, being hospitable like he is, he's going to take it out to the car and show it to him in a tweezer. And this is not a big diamond. It's pretty tiny, but it's red. And all of a sudden, it pops out of the tweezer, hits the guy on the sleeve, and John can hear it hit the edge of the car. And so now we're all out in the parking lot looking for a red diamond.
That down on your knees.
Oh, no.
3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know?
I think I drove by that day, and I called D.C., and I said, they're having a prayer service in Hudson Park.
Well, John went back down that night with his halogen light that he's got, I think he hunts with or something, and searches all over, and it had rolled probably 6 or 8 feet from where he thought it hit, you know? But he found it. He called me, and he said, you won't believe it, but I found that diamond. I said, dog. And it was upside down, and you know, instead of being face up, which would the light would get anyway. Long story short, he found it. It was amazing.
That is amazing that he found it. It really is. Next time I lose something, I'm calling John Poole.
No kidding. No kidding.
Well, what's hot at Hudson Poole Fine Jewelers? What do we got in the spotlight this morning, Poochie?
Well, I got to tell you, I'd like everybody to think about the bridal registry, largest bridal registry in West Alabama, East Mississippi, Town of Crystal Silver. And at this particular time, we've got about 20 brides, beautiful brides, registered for it. And so I know that people at home have got invitations they've received, you know, to Susie Q's wedding and all that. And to make it easy, all you have to do is call us, and we'll tell you what they've chosen. We will gift wrap it and deliver it, put your card in it, and make it just as easy as can be. So don't be late and wait after the wedding like a lot of people does. Just do it ahead of time, and we'll get them the gift that they've chosen.
For that and for West Alabama's finest jewelry and the best team you're going to find anywhere, or if you want to rent John Poole's halogen light, it's Hudson Poole Fine Jewelers, 1111 Greensboro Avenue, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4, and online at hudsonpoole.com. Thank you so much, Poochie Poole.
Thank you, Poochie.
This is the Steve and DC Show. Fresh bunny phone sham calls and unforgettable classics.
The phone sham always has me in stitches. I look forward to it every morning.
Miss Rainey, this is Earl Lackey down at the Elks Lodge. You got a mini?
Yes, I do.
The lady is a manager down at Thursday night. She said it looks like you've been causing a problem at the concession stand.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then we had the other girl play with us the other night. And the same night you won, she said you won some money down here, $50. Is that right?
Yeah.
One of the, we had to kick one of the women out, and she won't be allowed back at the Elks Lodge. We noticed she's one of the ones that was helping to change the cars. It turns like it was I-16. She turns it into I-18. And the other night, you won that $50, and we just wanted to make sure that you wasn't involved with that other woman.
What other woman?
That other woman that turned her, changed her, she put some extra cards, bingo cards in her purse.
Didn't nobody put any bingo cards in her purse.
That other woman did that was down there Thursday night. And then, like I said, she changed the I-16 into an I-18.
No, didn't nobody at our table do nothing like that.
And the Elks Lodge is, I mean, we good folks down here, and they said when we started the bingo that we'd end up with the hustlers playing, and hustlers and things coming up.
Okay, what kind of call is this? This is not real.
This is unreal.
This is not real.
This is Earl Lackey down here at the Elks Lodge.
Yeah, Earl Lackey.
And the food, why don't you, this concession stand, we ain't never going to be able to beautify it if you keep smuggling the food in and not eating what we sell down here.
I ain't smuggled in nothing.
And the lady down there Thursday night said you had chicken and nuggets, and last time I checked, we didn't have chicken nuggets. Why did you bring nuggets from home?
I didn't bring nuggets from home.
Where'd you get them in? Is your McDonald's?
Who is this?
This is Earl Lackey, and I run the Elks Lodge.
Well, you give me your telephone number, and I'll call you back, and then I'll know you're Earl Lackey.
All I have to do is tell the ladies at Watch the Door, and I can ban you from the Elks Lodge, and you won't never play bingo down here no more.
Well,
Well, go ahead and do that.
Because we can't, once your hushers come in here and take over, that's how it all starts.
Uh-huh. Go ahead and ban me then.
And if you were that other lady that was slipping extra cards in her purse.
How could you slip an extra card in your purse when you don't have any?
Why don't you tell me how you did it?
I ain't done it.
Well, why don't you, I tell you what you can do. You can come down here this morning and I'll meet you face to face and you can give me that $50 back and we'll use that to beautify Dublin.
I don't care if Dublin gets beautified.
Well, that's a fine howdy-do. You must not be from Dublin. You want an implant?
An implant. Okay. Who is this? The number's in the phone book.
Earl Lackey, and I want you to get my name, Earl Lackey. We've had about
the
three.
Earl Lackey. That sounds, Lackey's about right.
We've had about three different bingo thugs coming down here trying to close your stand, and we not going here to it.
Bingo thugs.
I need that $50 back, and you need to start buying snacks from our concession stand now.
If the food was any good, somebody could buy it.
Well, my wife is the one that makes the food in the concession.
Well, you better learn how to cook.
What you mean by that?
She can't cook.
Ain't nothing wrong with that food. I've been eating it for the 7 years we've been married.
Well, you better divorce her and get somebody that can cook, then.
We're starting a food ordinance down here where we'll do a pat-down when you come through the door at the Elks Lodge.
I doubt that.
Make sure you don't have any nuggets stuck up somewhere where you ought not to have nuggets. We'll feel around and we'll reach. And if we reach up under something and feel nuggets, we'll know it's you, Barbara Rainey. You ain't got nuggets someplace you ought not to have them, do you? Eloise Smith said you did. Eloise Smith said you stashed some nuggets someplace you shouldn't have nuggets. Well, if you don't care nothing about beautifying, then the devil with you. No hustler, old bingo hustler. She's in Hustlers. You just taking over the Elks Lodge.
I'd take it over. It might work better.
Printing them extra cards and got you extra cards in your purse and nuggets up under your skirt. Changing your I-16 into an I-18. This is Earl Lackey.
Oh, yeah. Lackey's an appropriate name.
Right back at you.
So just what is wrong with the food at the Elks Lodge?
Everything.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
She's Little Miss Honky Tonk. That's what we call Cat. She's Little Miss Honky Tonk, intern Cat.
What's new, Pussycat?
Now serving her last 2 weeks with us. I don't know if serving is the right word.
It makes it sound like a sentence.
She's
you know?
Graduating from Alabama with honors.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud. We haven't had a lot of interns that we can say graduated with honors.
A toast to honor.
That's exactly right. So I'm a little upset with both DC and intern Kat and Audio Bob this morning because we've been here for several hours already and none of you have noticed my new hairstyle.
I felt like yesterday. A Spanish, like a Puerto Rican in this hair. I felt Puerto Rican. Y'all know I love me some Puerto Rican. I felt Puerto Rican in this. Rican.
Rican.
I thought somebody would have noticed, but
no, I missed it.
Hey, you know, it's mating season for alligators in Florida. And let me tell you something.
Well, sign me up.
Let me tell you something. You do not want to go down there, especially in the gate. I call it the gator zone.
No.
And get out and walk around. I've got a picture. This is from the Panhandle News, and it's a woman riding a bicycle, and it's just nonchalant. Right in front of her, look at this gator, DC, crossing the street.
Wow.
And they say everywhere now because they're looking for mates. They're all in the mood for love.
That gator could just turn and eat that woman.
Because, you know, the gators are fast. Well,
let me see. It says right there, Desiree says, now if the gator charged and hurt her, would her getting a pick be worth it?
Yeah, that's right. It's all about the digital, you know. Yeah.
So if you're eating,
somebody behind her took the picture of her on the bike with the gator crossing. I mean, right in front of her.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That bike is awfully close. And I think that gator, if a gator, okay, so the gators are looking for love.
Yeah, it is officially alligator mating season.
But aren't they always hungry?
Yeah,
they're
not,
always hungry.
But not for love.
No, but for right my now, left arm.
Well, yeah, but right now they got something else on their mind.
You know, I think they're always hungry and
horny. Maybe. This is a gator mating season, so we warned everybody in Florida. Also, a big bear hug from the show this morning to a Tuscaloosa school teacher. This is really cool. It's Miss Kress. Miss Kress teaches algebra and geometry at North Ride. Shouldn't that be Northridge High School? Miss Kress has been nominated for America's Teacher of the Year. That's a big deal.
Wow.
Around almost 4,000 teachers were nominated. She made the cut. And people can vote on social media who they believe America's favorite teacher is. So, look, we'd love for this Tuscaloosa school teacher, Miss Kress, math teacher Nicole Kress, to be the teacher of the year.
Absolutely.
So jump on and Google whatever you got to do, teacher of the year, and vote. Again, from Tuscaloosa, Nicole Kress, Teacher of the Year. We're throwing, both DC and I are throwing all of our weight behind Miss Kress.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And it's
a
lot.
With that, how can we go wrong?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Listen, you love that home shopping channel. I've been trying to tell you this.
What, you talking about QVC?
All morning, yeah. You're always watching that.
Always. I love David Venable is like a member of my family.
Did you see the poor woman who was trying to do, was trying to sell a line of pet products, and she had a dog on the set, a little dog. The dog's on the counter, and the dog pooped on live TV.
Anytime I see a dog on live TV, I hope that it will. Just because it's funny.
Just right on her counter.
Was this live on the shopping network?
Yeah.
And, oh, that's funny. That's funny.
And she handled it well. What did she say? She said, he's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
You got to work with it. Like, you can either, it can go really bad or you can make it go really well.
It will make an ordinary segment memorable if the dog. Now, my mother, God rest her soul, used to, she would have said the dog is doing its business.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's doing its business.
Even the dog realizes how crazy the world is today. So it just took a.
I'm done.
On live TV.
It wasn't David Venable's show, I hope.
No, it's
QVC.
A female. There's a little screenshot of it, and it's a female.
Well, if you show me the picture, I'll know who it is.
I'm sure you would, actually.
Let me see.
I don't know if I can flip it around.
That's Lisa Robbins.
Oh, wait, okay. Well, it pooped on Lisa, so. But she did, the upside is she sold a lot more of the product.
I would tell you about my friend's mother who watched QVC round the clock, never turned it off. And my friend told me that his mother watched QVC so much that the QVC logo was like emblazoned on the TV screen. So when you turn the TV off, you could still see the QVC logo burned into the screen. I didn't even know that could happen. Well, I said, you're lying. No way. Well, I went over to his house and he said, look, sure enough, the TV, when it was off, you could see right down in the corner, QVC.
Yeah, yeah.
She had watched it so much for so long.
That's when you know you love the QVC.
The QVC.
Yeah.
Who knows what QVC stands for? You've been to school.
I don't think he went to school nowhere.
County High?
If he went to school, he didn't learn nothing.
He went to County High.
I used to know this.
What does QVC stand for? Q, what could that possibly stand for? How about quality? And V, what could V possibly stand for? How about value?
Boom, yeah.
And what does C stand for? Well, I'm not going to spoon feed you people. It is time now for the Stephen D.C. Morning Prayer and Inspirational Song. We think it's a great way to start the day. And our prayer this morning is coming from our friend, Kurt Taylor. Kurt, hey, good morning. How are you, man?
Man, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Lead us in prayer, please, sir.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you, God. Father God, right now, I know where my voice is hitting right now. There are many people carrying around the burden of unforgiveness. Father, I pray that right now that they would see the price that you paid on the cross so that they could forgive. And how could they hold against
anyone anything that they've done when you forgave us of so much. Father, I pray that they would be released of this heavy burden that they're carrying, God, that right now, even right now, that everyone that held anything against them, that they would forgive. Father, we love you, and we thank you for your mercy and your grace, and we offer that grace to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, sir, for a powerful prayer this morning. Kurt Taylor on 95.3 The Bear. Now we present the inspirational song of the morning.
Yeah.
Thanks to our friends at Taco Casa, celebrating 50 years and better than ever. The legendary Taco Casa. That's under the right. Biggest cactus in town.
All right, here it is. Inspirational song of the day. It's a good one. It's a fast one. It's called Goodbye, Old Me. 95.3 The Bear.
Look what he's done. I've been set free. Every mistake, he washed me clean. When I lost my way, amazing grace found me.
So there's a dad, DC, you, as much as anybody I know, like to do whatever you can to make sure your kids and your grandkids are happy.
Yeah, of course.
You want them to be happy, obviously. And, you know, as they've grown up and have their own lives, you really want everything to be just right.
Yes.
And when they were little, you want everything to be just right. Well, there's a dad in the news today. His name is Cameron, and he's got a 9-year-old son. And his son, it's weird how kids get fixated on things. I think it's probably YouTube videos and TikTok and all that, don't
you? Yeah, yeah.
Guess what his kid just, I mean, every day was asking for?
What?
An octopus, a pet octopus. I mean, of all things.
Really?
And the dad said that it was like his kid's biggest dream. And he said the kid had a birthday, and the dad said he couldn't pass it up. I didn't even know it was legal to own an octopus. Or did you?
No, but is this... Okay, I've heard something about this story. Didn't this one involve some babies?
We are headed in that direction.
Okay, I saw this on TV, and I saw the actual octopus.
You did? Well, the dad found an octopus for his 9-year-old son, terribly excited. He said since the son was 2 to 3 years old, all he had talked about was a pet octopus. So he surprises him with it. And just like you said, DC, within a matter of weeks, the dream pet octopus laid over 40 eggs.
Wow.
So the kid went from the one octopus to, I guess, depending on how this turns out with the eggs hatching, maybe 40 more.
Goodness.
40 little babies. And what an octopus is an octopus. If you got more than one, what would it be?
You have octopi.
Hey, Alexa.
I'm just making that up. I don't know.
What do you call more than one octopus?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, more than one octopus are called octopuses. If the word origin is Latin...
octopuses, of course. Who would have known?
Thank you.
It'd be that simple.
No, stop.
They're octopuses.
Thank you. Be quiet. Stop. Shut up.
If you'd like, I can kickstart your brain morning with amazing facts and news.
You can't.
Would you like to enable this routine?
No!
You can't do that.
Oh, my God.
You can't do that with your girlfriend.
The obvious answer.
Shut up! All right, I got enough. Shut up!
The obvious answer is octopuses, but you said it, that can't be right. It's so obvious. You were thinking, and so was I. You said octopi.
Well, I thought, okay, it's either octopussy.
I thought you were going to be right when you said octopi.
Octopi, octopuses.
So more
right.
than one octopus is octopuses.
Octopussi.
So that's what
that's
this
right.
9-year-old little boy has now after the 40 eggs were laid by the original pet. So
because there's another name for them, and I can't think of what the other name is. But
well, anyway, can you imagine that dad and that kid? And I think they've called the biology department at a university or something to they're in Oklahoma, but they're formerly from Walker County.
You know that guy that writes us and says, man, you guys get things wrong all the time? You know he's going crazy right now.
Yeah.
Going crazy.
He's good because he keeps us honest.
I like him. I'm just saying, you know he's like writing so fast, he can't write that fast.
Chelsea Martin has just said, Stephen D.C., I'm running 5 minutes behind. I am so sorry. Chelsea, we're always 5 minutes behind, so that is not a problem.
Yeah, we don't mind.
Chelsea Martin coming up in just a minute from Visit Tuscaloosa whenever she arrives, and we will play Will Chelsea Know It and give you concert tickets. So if you want free concert tickets, stick around. They're coming up.
I thought this was interesting, too. The worst cities for acne and bad hair days have been released.
I would guess it's a city with a lot of humidity on the bad hair days, because, you know, humidity will ruin a nice hairdo.
I felt like a Spanish, like a Puerto Rican in this hair. I felt Puerto Rican. Y'all know I love me some Puerto Rican. I felt Puerto Rican in this.
Ma'am. Rican. Yeah. We understand. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Pimples and bad hair.
Uh-huh.
That's what.
That's what I always put in a singles ad of what I'm looking for.
Pimples my wife, and bad hair. Yes, pimples and bad hair.
Yeah,
just call me if that's what you're looking for. Call me.
There you go.
A study by a big cosmetic company has found that these areas have the worst water, which is really bad then for your face and hair.
Okay,
and also we have arsenic, fluoride and lead in our water supply.
Around here, we have a little sewage, according to news reports.
But at least it's raw.
Yeah, it is.
We don't cook it.
No.
So the worst is Jasper, Alabama, coming in number one.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. I don't know how Walker County gets on these lists a lot, but they do.
Only here.
Number two. Just about every town in Mississippi is on the list, like for all of them.
Bad water.
But yeah.
Bad hair and acne.
Which then makes it bad for your skin and your hair.
Yeah.
Followed by Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
They're third.
The old bluegrass state.
Followed by Indiana.
Ah, really?
Apparently that's a bad area.
Okay.
And I wouldn't have thought this, but the Mormons, the Utah.
Really?
Yeah, they've got some of the most zit and frizz-inducing issues of anybody.
And all from their water.
Yep. And the best, Rhode Island, if you want good skin.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think I'll forfeit good skin to not have to live in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
That's just me.
But their water supply has no fluoride, lead, or arsenic in it.
So in Tuscaloosa, do we have fluoride, lead, and arsenic?
Well, you know, they have to make the water reports public. Do you guys read those?
No. Nobody reads them.
DC Chimes reads them.
No. Do you really?
I read them.
Yeah, so what's in our water?
Lots of bad stuff.
We don't want to know.
But no, they got to tell you. They have to release.
Where do you find the water report?
Well, they're on. So if you go like to the Tuscaloosa City or Northport City websites.
Water report?
It'll say water quality report for 2023.
Really? That's good to know.
Click on it and it will tell you. And let me just say, there's one thing that's really bad. Like it's an organism. It can kill you.
Yeah.
Bad, bad, bad.
Bad, bad, bad.
You ever seen that show Monsters Inside Me?
Oh, God, no.
You've never seen Monsters Inside Me?
No.
You would love it. It's all about monsters inside you.
Are there monsters inside me?
Yeah, yeah. One guy took a shower and just got a little water in his eye.
Yeah.
And that water had a, what do they call it?
Parasite.
Thank you. A parasite in it. Ended up like having to remove his eyeball because of that. I'm just crazy
things
like that.
Took a shower and lost his eyeball.
Took a shower and lost an eyeball.
That's exactly why I don't bathe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to take a stand somewhere. And that's where you're
all
taking
right, so
it.
So you go and you type in Tuscaloosa Northport Water Report.
Yeah, and there's one thing called like cryptosodium, and it's that thing, the parasite. It's terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
And it says in the last, I don't want to scare anybody.
No, you already have.
But in one of the water reports for our area, it was found in the water supply, but I think it was a couple of years ago. Yeah. But they have to tell you that.
Well, we need a good journalist to do some research and do an article about the water in Tuscaloosa and Northport.
I'm not a good journalist, but I'm passionate about it because what do I drink? Water.
Yeah. You drink more water than anybody I know. It's all you drink.
And,
but now listen, will you commit here before God and country to do some research and do an article about the water in Tuscaloosa? In Northport?
I mean, would people find it interesting to know what's in our water?
Now they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. The monster in me.
Do you drink tap water?
Yeah. It's all I drink, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes I don't have I forget to get bottled water.
Okay, but will you do and just let us know when the article is.
An expose on what is in our water.
I want you deep dive, if you will, on that.
I'll do it.
And stand by. We'll let you know when that's ready to read, and then you'll never drink water again. Steve and DC in the morning. And we say hi, and I wouldn't say it if it weren't true. One of our favorite people, and that's Chelsea Barton. Hi, Chelsea.
Yes. Hi, everyone. So glad to be back. Thank y'all for having us.
And you're
the best. You say us because we have a beautiful young lady with us this morning, your niece. Hi, what's your name?
Sawyer,
how old are you?
Five.
Where do you go to school?
Big Sandy Elementary.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
You have a teacher you'd like to do a bear hug shout out to?
Yes.
Who is it?
Miss Childers.
Is she good?
Yes.
Good teacher. Now, I understand you're doing something really special this weekend.
Oh.
Saturday night, you're going to a concert?
Yes, sir. Well, Mommy and
Chi-Chi
are going.
Oh.
And Chelsea Barton is known as Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi.
To little Sawyer.
I like that. Now, what concert are you going to? Can you tell us?
Morgan Wallen.
Okay. There you go.
And we just want y'all to know while that last song was playing, Sawyer was singing along and knew every word.
Every word to Cowgirls. Yes.
You sure are a cute little girl. If Morgan sees you, he's going to probably wave to you.
Yeah. We were just watching an episode of A for Adley.
Oh, you know Adley, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that one of your favorite? You like that? Yeah. Oh, wait, Steve and I love Adley.
We do love it, but you can tell DC's got grandkids because he knows all the shows, Sawyer. And by the way, I love your first name, Sawyer. That is so pretty. You're welcome. She was going to say thank you.
Yes.
What a polite little girl.
She is.
So, Chelsea adorable. Barton, I want you to hear something. I don't know if you get up early in the morning or not, but at 6 o'clock this morning, you were being talked about on 95.3 The Bear, and Don Hartley, our newsman, was in here, and I just want you to hear what we said.
Good morning, Donald Hartley. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Halfway through the week.
Halfway through the week, and we are both very excited today, as DC will be too, because Chelsea Barton is joining us, and there's only one word for her, and that's lovely.
Lovely, great personality.
All of that. All of that.
Really efficient at the job she does.
She's
and
lovely,
she should pay me for efficient. All those comments.
Well, maybe she will. Maybe she'll give you a hug.
Commission.
She's lovely and she's smart. And I mean, what else can you say about her? Visit Tuscaloosa was lucky to get her.
Yeah, I'll be happy to manage her career.
Will you? Yeah, exactly. And I'll be in line right behind you. She is here at 8:30 today, and I don't know what she's going to talk about. And frankly, I don't care. I don't care. Whatever she wants to talk about, we'll talk about.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And what she does now, whatever she's talking about, is going to be good for Tuscaloosa.
Well, let me just say this. When she sent me a text message and she asked if she could come in today, and I'm like, well, yeah. Chelsea Barton said, and by the way, and I don't want you to get the big head, Don. She said, by the way, do you think you could get me an interview with Don Hartley?
Oh, no.
And I said, well, I know Don and I can pull some strings. Oh, no.
How did I respond? I said...
You said whatever she wants to do, Chelsea will get. Whatever she wants, Chelsea gets.
Yes,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. So we need to make sure she gets a recording of this audio, Bob, because she's probably not up yet. So.
And we do take checks and cash.
Yes, we do. And Venmo.
Yeah, it's the Chelsea Barton Fan Club here on the Stephen
What
DC
Chelsea
show.
Wants, Chelsea gets.
We love Aunt Chi-Chi. Do you love Aunt Chi-Chi?
Yes,
sir. Special guest, 5-year-old Sawyer, who's just delightful and lovely. And she's got her Alabama shaker now. Could you give us a big roll tide?
Roll tide.
She looks like she ought to be on a TV show. She's so cute, like a sitcom.
Yes.
Are you ready to give away concert tickets, Chelsea Barton?
You're ready, Sawyer?
And Sawyer?
I think we can do it.
You think you can do this?
All right. Here we go. I hope I do better than last time.
All right, if y'all want to win concert tickets and it's a winner's choice, you pick the concert you want to see. CVDC standing by at 205-339-4953 to win concert tickets, and there's some good ones on the list, man. Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater is just going to light it up this season. And you can win tickets right now as we present Will Chelsea Barton Know It?
Mm-hmm.
I think she will.
I think she will too. I got my money on her. We're going to ask three questions. You have to get all three right for our caller to win.
Okay.
Let's see who we have here, DC.
Hello. 95.3 The Bear. Who is this?
Jason.
Jason, say hi to lovely Chelsea Barton and Sawyer.
Hey, Chelsea Barton. I'm Sawyer.
Hello, Jason. Good morning.
All right, Jason. It's all up to Chelsea now, and her lifeline is Sawyer. So there you go.
You're
going to
do great.
All right, question number one for the concert ticket giveaway for listener Jason. The giant panda is native to what country?
As a little girl, I really liked pandas.
Oh, perfect.
And I'm thinking this one is China.
And I'm glad because that's absolutely right. It is China. China.
You can't fool Chelsea Barton.
I do like pandas. They're very cute.
Question number two, and I have a feeling you will definitely know this. I know we do. What kind of alcohol is in a mimosa?
Oh.
What kind of alcohol is in a mimosa?
Sawyer doesn't know, and
I'm glad. Very proud. That's right. That's right.
A mimosa is orange juice and champagne.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. And wouldn't a pitcher be nice right now?
You can have one in about 16 years.
With Aunt Chi-Chi supervising.
Yeah, Chi-Chi will give you your first mimosa one day.
Question number three for the win, Chelsea Barton. In Jack and the Beanstalk, who says fee-fi-fo-fum?
Oh, that would be the giant.
The giant? Final answer, Sawyer?
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Yes. Final answer, and it is correct. Yep, you did it. Jason.
We did it, Sawyer.
Congratulations, my friend. Now comes the most important thing. What concert do you want to see? We can tell you who's, you have a list here. We can tell you who you can pick from. If I can find the list. We got Travis Tritt. We got Rick Springfield with 38 Special. We've got Cody Jinks. We've got Billy Currington and Kip Moore. And we've got Cool and the Gang coming to the Mercedes-Benz Amp for Funkaloosa. Who would you like to see?
I think I'm going to do that. Rick Springfield, 38 Special.
There you go. That's a good choice.
All right. You got it.
Thank you so much for listening. And you hang on, and we'll get you all hooked up, Jason. We appreciate it. More concert tickets to come, of course, on the Stephen DC Show, because that's what we do. Thank you all so much.
We had fun, didn't we, Saw?
Sawyer, did you have fun?
Yes.
Will you come back sometime?
Yes, sir.
And Saturday night, I want you to just clap and holler and have a big time when you go to see who? Who are you seeing this weekend?
Morgan Wallen.
I love it. Well, thank you again, Chelsea. Anytime. Visit Tuscaloosa, everybody.
this is a couple of interesting little notes, news and notes here.
News and notes on the Stephen DC Show.
The next big multi-billion dollar industry is going to be AI girlfriends.
Oh, thank God, finally.
Well, she won't talk back.
Could you just build your girlfriend?
Yeah, I mean, forget dating apps. Lonely dudes are already spending quite a bit of money a month on AI girlfriends, and now sites like Candy.ai.
Wait, what is that? Candy dot, with a Y, Candy?
Uh-huh.
AI.
Are the ones taking a chunk out of Match.com's business.
Uh-huh. Now, everybody, please understand, I'm not lonely, but I'd like to get all the information.
I don't know. I don't want to. I don't. You're on your own if you go there.
You okay? Talking to me?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what you can build there. What kind of woman? I don't know what kind of woman you can build there.
Okay, I'll let you know.
But I guess you can build a woman there.
First build a bear, and now build a woman.
And then if you are tired of having to go and pee all the time, now some people are getting...
This entire break is really for me. You're talking to me.
Yeah.
Because I do get tired of having, especially in the middle of the night when I'm trying to sleep.
A lot of people are having bladder Botox. A lot of people, really?
Having what?
Bladder Botox.
Bladder Botox.
Who was also the midday guy on, forget which country station.
I forget as well. Bladder Botox. It didn't work out very well.
Millions of people across the world, of course, have, gotten Botox, but...
I didn't know there was bladder Botox.
Bladder Botox.
What do they do?
Doctors are saying it could be life-changing for people who have to urinate too often.
Huh.
The procedure only takes 5 minutes.
Yeah, where do they stick the needle?
Most patients can drive home after.
Where do they stick the needle?
Only 1 to 3 injections are needed.
But where do they stick the needle?
And people who have overactive bladders say they love it.
I'm calling Dr. P at 10 o'clock.
I don't know.
Get it? Dr. P for bladder Botox.
I'll tell you where you can stick the needle.
Yeah, I bet you will. Bladder Botox. I've heard it all now.
Yeah.
Here's one more. I just want to contribute to the conversation. A Disney cruise ship apparently had a woman on board on a cruise, and they were actually near Puerto Rico, and she is pregnant, and she was having serious complications with the pregnancy. She's very pregnant. So they called the Coast Guard, the Disney cruise people did. There is a video. You talk about a dramatic video. I just put it up at 95.3 The Bear on the Facebook page so you can see it. Of the Coast Guard, they come in D.C., they lower one of their rescue guys, a swimmer. He swims up to the boat. He's got a stretcher. They put the pregnant woman on it. They airlift her away from the cruise ship to a hospital to treat her for pregnancy complications.
I saw that.
One of the most dramatic things you'll ever see. Again, 95.3 Bear Facebook page. It's up right now. It's amazing.
It is.
They got her, and apparently she's okay. And hopefully the baby will be okay.
I guess that's what we know at this point, is that they got her, and it looks like everything's going to be all right.
Isn't that a video? That's a crazy, man.
How far along was she? And I probably wouldn't have gone on a cruise, if I was...
Yeah, I think, I don't know, if she was about midway through, I believe is what I read.
If I was super pregnant.
Right, she didn't go into labor or anything, but there were just complications they were concerned about.
I don't know if she was super pregnant.
Like I said, I think she was about 5 months pregnant.
Okay.
Not technically super pregnant.
Okay.
She's just a little bit pregnant.
There's a difference in that and super pregnant.
Right, so, she was a little bit pregnant.
I don't have time to explain
and
it.
And that is news and notes.
All right, we dedicate the show to our law enforcement officers, our men and women of law enforcement. Of course, our first responders, our EMT rescue folks, our firefighters, and our medical community.
You bet we do, and we honor our U.S. military each and every day on the Stephen D.C. Show. We appreciate all you do for us.
That's right.
And you truck drivers out there where the white line is the lifeline, we see you. God bless you.
Have a great hump day. Jesus is Lord. See y'all.
All time.
Hey, 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 Stephen D.C. The Steve and DC Show has left the building.